Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Share the life on 657 AM.
We love the music tonight on your daily companion. Ndodana ka Davide, Zanele Beshe, Likufambe, Minana Wena, Busisi Wesitole, Sawubona Jesu oro sawubona moya wengcwele. We love it. We love it. We love it. And I must say that we bless the Lord because He is Lord, He is God in everything. Right? Now somebody wrote this: what makes us worry less and believe more is the deep knowledge of the word or the God that we serve. And bibele jiri mirika remi rulela kuvilela ka nwina eka xikwembu ikuba ti maka ta nwina tina xena. Yo mirika remi rulela kuvilela ka nwina eka xikwembu ikuba ti maka ta nwina tina xena. Let me play Petile Masilela Ubulabula Musa as we move on very nicely. And the presence of the Lord is here, since well the servant of the Lord is also preaching. Ibona Musa, Ibona Musa, Ibona Musa. Let me play this one. Hey, you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. Twan. Similarly, I love it.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We have seen in our discussion earlier on that indeed we are walking with the shepherd. Indeed, we are walking with the Alpha and Omega. We thank God for accepting Him. We have accepted Him after hearing the word of the living God. The conversation continues on intimate moments tonight, looking at Psalm 23. Professor Elijah Baloyi, what an interesting discussion that we are having tonight.
You know, we are learning about the good shepherd.
Right.
Not only the good, but the perfect shepherd.
The perfect shepherd.
The one who shepherd us in our holistic being.
Right.
Inside and outside.
Umonyani
mutsari uri loko ni shura a phakati nele handle ka shura.
I see.
Because the real person who is inside of me
right
needs some kind of shepherd.
The real person
inside of me needs someone to take care of.
Amen.
You know, the food that I'm eating through my mouth
right
is not going to nourish that person from inside of me. But we need some someone who will nourish the inner being.
So in other words, the inner man needs God. The inner man wants to be connected with God. And the inner man wants to hear the word of the living God. Because that is the real me. That is the real you.
Exactly, the inner man.
Right.
Well, while the outside person can eat all this mafata, this
right
food that
right
we're eating.
Right.
The inner person does not eat those food.
Right.
He does not get nourished by bread and butter.
Right.
Angalavi raisi, angalavi lo swana lesu inaitaka swana.
Sure.
He has got his own spiritual food, and this spiritual food from the shepherd comes directly to him. You don't get it anywhere else.
Right.
You get it from the word of God. You get it from the shepherd.
I remember in our last discussion previously, because we started last week, you mentioned the book of John. Mm-hmm. You said in the beginning, you read, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the inner man will long for the Word always.
He is hungry and thirsty for the Word.
Talk not, to me, not professor.
Not hungry and thirsty for things that we are buying from the shops.
Right.
But he is hungry for his own food. And his own food, it's not created elsewhere.
Right.
We don't need a human company to create food for this. We need the Word.
I love that. I love that.
That is why That's why Mitwa, in Psalm, we are told, Oni fambisa kusweni matila yo rula.
Oh, hanyisa moya wa mina. I love that, because, servant of the Lord.
Because when when this shepherd is in you, you have got life in abundance.
That is why he also said
the Gospel of John, that I came so that people can have life and they will have it in abundance. That is what he said in the Gospel of John. And these words are also coming from here, because when you move from the psalmist point of view, you understand a person who gets satisfied with whatever he has and whatever is coming to him, regardless of the situation.
Let me read, professor. Let me read, my family. This is Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, Psalm 23. Let me look at verse number 4 and 5 from Fundisi. But I would love to push in, verse number 5 is very, very important. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Number 5, which I would love you to dwell much. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over.
It means God does not matter how many enemies you have. Anything that he pre-planned for you, anything that he purposed for you, will happen even if you have enemies. Not minding how many enemies you have, whether the enemies are in your workplace or they are in your home or they are in your church or anywhere else. These enemies cannot be able to stop the plan of God about you. And that is what we should learn from this word, that whether there are people who dislike who we are and dislike what we are, it is not going to contribute to make God hate us, because God has got a purpose with our lives. I said when we started, when we prayed this evening, that when God gave us this evening to be here, no one will stop us. He gave us throughout the day. Now he gives us the evening. All these things he is giving them to us for a purpose. That is why we are still able. There are people outside there who were supposed to have been more able than I am to can come and preach this word of God to you. But he chose me because he purposed in his heart. He purposed before I was born that this day I must preach this gospel. So the purpose of God cannot be stopped even by people who dislike him. The purpose of God cannot be disturbed or stopped even by the people who are fighting against his gospel. Let me tell you, listener, kushikwembu lexi singa tumbuluxa mina na wena, he has got something that he invested inside me and that he invested inside of you. This kind of investments will manifest regardless of who will receive it or not, regardless of who hate it or love it. That is why at times you don't have to choose who to love you and who not to love you. It is not about who is your enemy and who is your friend. It is about the purpose of God. The purpose of God will happen despite whoever is around you. It doesn't matter who hates what you are preaching. The gospel will go through despite all the people who hate the gospel. That's why logo TV iflero kutanga gospel. Not good, they will stop it to play. It will continue playing so that those of us who are nourished by this preacher who is preaching, we will continue listening. So it means what God purposed in us, It doesn't matter how many enemies are around us. God will make you promoted even if there are enemies. Those enemies will not stop him from doing what he can do with you. That is why Aku uni andalela tafula emateni ka balala ba mina.
Right.
We don't know
right.
how many enemies we have around, but
sure.
we're still alive.
I'm glad.
We don't know
to
how many
that.
Enemies we have around, but we are still praising God.
Yeah.
I wake up every morning, not because of my enemies, but because of my God.
No, I love that. Yeah. You wake up in the morning, you know. It's not because of your enemies, mm-hmm. it's because of God. Because in as much as they are there, but they will never overcome you.
And actually,
this shepherd will shield you and protect you, Professor. Come in.
Yeah. And actually, their presence fuel God's power.
It I love God, that. I love
it
that.
It makes God to do even more than
wow.
what he was supposed to do. Because now it's like he must fight them off for me.
Amen.
While he's providing for me.
For
That's
sure.
why Nitaja, I'm a friend Kabbalah, I'm in a taflari underwe.
My family, this is Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil. Subulain, he anoints my head with oil.
Actually, oil, the anointing oil gives the difference in someone's life.
All right.
It means God, whatever differences we are going through, the impact that we are making to other lives,
right.
the impact that we are making to our own families, to our workplaces, it's because of the anointing that we do have, that
right.
God anointed us with.
Amen.
Sometimes some people will want to see, why are people liking you so much, Tate Mashaki?
I see.
It is not because they like you. They like the anointing that you have.
All right.
It is likewise. Mm. Those who hate you, they hate you sometimes not because you did them wrong, but because of the anointing that God gave you, because that anointing is frustrating the demons outside there. So I, for million Lesoko, God who anoint us, he's anointing us for a purpose. He has got a purpose which he wants us to accomplish, but we cannot do that without his anointing. We become his weapons once we are anointed. Remember when he anointed David, he anointed him to become a king so that he can influence the Israelites, even in the battle and even at home.
My family, this is Intimate Moments in conversation with the servant of the Lord. Hey, Professor, in the next segment, we are going to summarize the story of David that you spoke about starting from last week and give us the answers to what we should do in our lives, not trusting our own selves, but trusting this shepherd. Everything that you spoke about, Nandawa Shikwembu, you're going to summarize. My family, I can't wait for that.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Well, 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 well. The good shepherd is the Lord Jesus. Yeah, he is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Yena Alpha and Omega. What a series that we have heard, starting from last week until today. Professor Elijah Baloyi, we would like to summarize. We would like to hear from you, servant of the Lord. What are things that we learned with regards to the shepherd and his doings? Ebutongwini bya hina bya masiku hinkwawo.
Yeah. you are saying something very profound in Tatana Mashakini, and I'm very much hopeful the listeners outside there, you benefited a lot from this discussion from last week. Allow me to say that there are a lot of things that this scenario of a shepherd, a good shepherd, gives to us. There are a lot of things that we can speak about. Number one, when God chose David to be a shepherd of Israel, it was not because of his background. Meaning, when you look even to our own shepherd, Jesus Christ, today, he did not come from a background which many people will qualify him according to their human standards. But he came from a family, from a background which was undermined. So, when God wants to do his work, he uses things that we can easily undermine. The cross has been undermined by a lot of people. But it is the very same cross that has been undermined that is bringing a perfect shepherd to our lives today. You will remember, before I get to the next point, that the death of the cross by crucifixion, it was a curse. It was like you are humiliated. But from that humiliation, we got Jesus Christ, who today is saving our lives, who is taking care of our inner being and outer being. The one and the only Jesus who is going to take care of us internally. The good and the perfect shepherd, as I say. Now, things can come from a very, very undermined context or undermined situation. And here we are today. We are speaking salvation. Okay, let's go on. The good shepherd, Jesus Christ himself. Because David, when he became the shepherd of his family, of the sheep, it was just a way to show us that there will be this shepherd who will nourish us as his own sheep. That is why somewhere in the Bible, Jesus Christ is giving an example of saying the sheep is scattered. The sheep is around. The sheep is not being taken care of. He gives that picture somewhere when he is preaching to say that my sheep is lost. My sheep it's scattered all around. But let me tell you, when Jesus Christ came into our lives, he did not come ordinary, because he is ahead of every situation. Perhaps that is the second point to mention, that whenever we have this shepherd, he is the shepherd who is ahead. That is what we learned from this series. We have got a shepherd who knows things ahead of us. He does not rely on us, but we rely on him because he is reliable. Jesus Christ knows our tomorrow. He knows our next year. He knows our nights before it is even night. He knows our days before we even wake up. So here we are having a shepherd who knows everything about us, even things that we are not aware of. He makes us lie down. Maybe that is point number three. Lying down is a symbol of rest. Everyone who wants to rest must go and lie down. The Bible says, he make us lie down in green pastures. It means Jesus Christ is careful to make sure, the shepherd must make sure that you also rest in this life. If you work without resting, you must know that is not in the plan of God. God's plan is that after working, you will also rest. That's why he rests you in greener pastures. Because God's plan is that after you have worked so hard, you must also have some time to rest. And he rests us every now and then. That's why he gives us some times of rest, even at night, to go and sleep. So he is a good shepherd. Because when he sees his sheep is tired, he sits down and then the sheep also rest. That is another thing about this good shepherd. The good shepherd does not always want to see us in trouble. Whether we are in trouble or not, he is with us. That is what I want to say. He sees us through. Whenever we get to temptations, which he does not like to see us in, he moves with us through. That is why he does not forsake us. That is what the Bible is telling us as a fourth point, that Jesus Christ, the good shepherd, is always with us. He never forsake us. Let me tell you, my mother, my father, whenever you are in challenges, your family is breaking apart, you are losing your job, You know, your children are not passing at school. They are not getting employed. All these kinds of things. The Bible never said they will not happen to us. But the only thing we were given a comfort to say, Jesus Christ, God will be with us through those situations. We will get to the fires with him and we will get out unburned. We will get through the waters with him and we will get up without being swallowed by these waters. Because we are walking here with the perfect shepherd who is taking care of our lives. Maybe the other thing that I should mention, number five. God nourishes our spirit. He feeds our soul. That is why the psalmist here, it's giving us a picture of saying he nourishes our spirit. This shepherd, he knows when you are hungry and he knows when you are thirsty. He knows when to feed you up. And this is a perfect shepherd because he knows when to graze you up, to take the flock outside. He knows when you are now lacking and then he knows when to supply. We are talking about a perfect shepherd here who knows every situation that you are going through. Let us stop giving ourselves to other people because they don't know where we are lacking. They don't know that you are hungry until you tell them. With God, he knows that I'm hungry even before I tell him. He knows I'm thirsty even before I tell him. And the other thing that I should mention, I think it will be point number six if I did not lost my counting. This God, this shepherd has got a rod and a staff. He is not just going there empty-handed. He knows that there will be battles, there will be fights to be fought, there will be wars. When we go out with the shepherd, he gets out ready because there will be wars. So the rod and the staff, it's all about the fighting kind of weapons that he is carrying. When we have this kind of instruments, when he is carrying them, the shepherd used to carry with each hand. And so that whenever the wild animals come out, he will fight with them. So we are having a shepherd who will fight for us here. We don't fight battles. The Bible has many times told us, don't revenge.
All right.
Don't fight for yourself.
Sure.
I will be fighting for you.
Yeah, battle,
just lay the battle to me.
I love it.
I remember when Jehoshaphat the king was about to be attacked by the Ammonites.
Sure.
Then he simply went to the temple and he said, God, this is not my battle. This is your battle. When he went out the next day, he found they killed each other. And no one survived. That is what the Bible says. And then this is how the God of shepherd fights.
Now, thank you for the points that you mentioned. You never lost the count. You were so precise. Let's finish by saying, surely goodness, on a positive note, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, Professor, and the family, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Talk to the family nicely. Whoa. On a positive note.
Whoa.
On a positive note.
I like the last statement. I will now dwell in your house forever. We don't dwell within the house of the shepherd temporarily. We dwell there forever. We're going to live there. I'm happy because he is saying the goodness and the love of God will follow me. I will not follow them, but they will follow me. It means if we have a good shepherd, all these things are going to follow us. When we walk with Jesus Christ, we don't... We don't lack the goodness of the Lord, because the goodness of the Lord shall be following us. I like the goodness of the Lord because it made me to be who I am. It made you to be who you are. It is because of the goodness of the Lord. And if it is going to keep following me, it means I will even be more than who I am today. And I'm happy to be inside the goodness and the love of God.
Uh-huh.
Because that is what... Lay in Makaleni Dingaka Everton win Tatanama Shaken.
Kunene Kukateka Nidinzwan.
Sitani Lanzela.
He must win wow.
Everlasting, internally.
Let's leave it there, Shakaramina. So, let's leave it there. My family, we had a good time tonight. Shakaramina, kindly pray.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that your promises shall be eternal. They will never be temporal.
Yes.
The goodness and the love that you give us will follow us all the time. And we will dwell in your house, O Lord.
In the name of
Help
Jesus.
Us to stay and dwell in your house forever.
Amen.
Because that is what the psalmist has promised. We thank you, God, that we have got shepherd in our lives. Keep him in our lives for the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Professor, thank you so much.
Nikensile, thank you so much. Ndate Mashakeni, thank you, listener outside there. Let us have shepherds in our lives.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
And my family brings us to the end of the show. We have enjoyed, particularly myself as well, just to hear some 23, you know, speaking to my heart. Well, anyway, we've played good music, and we love the music. We love the music that was accompanying our discussion. Mrs. Elijah Baloyi, thank you so much for the time that we spent in the presence of the Lord in the studio with you. My family, finally, let me just reiterate what I said. These are the words from the book, Purpose Driven Life. Trusting God completely means having faith that He knows what is best for your life. Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Finally, faith is the ability to trust God even when all odds are against you. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. My family, we have come to the end of the show. Thank you so much for loving Radio Pulpit, for loving the programs of Radio Pulpit, always getting encouragement. We've come to the end of the show. Really? Yes. My name is Thompson Mashake. Grace and mercy be with you. Thank you for listening. Much appreciated. Good night.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.